Welcome back to Torat Imecha Haftorah with OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horwitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah. The Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah comes from the Navi Zechariah, Perek Dalid, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalid, through Perek Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. First, let us talk a little bit about the history of the Navi Zechariah. This introduction comes from the Steinsaltz Nevi'im. The sages referred to the prophets Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi as the last prophets, since there was no explicit prophecy amongst the Jewish people after them. These last three prophets addressed the exiles who returned and rebuilt the second Beit HaMikdash. The audience of these last prophets, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, consisted of those who ascended to the land of Israel from the Babylonian exile. They formed a new community. They largely wanted to serve God and to hear his word. Although it is likely that some of those who ascended merely wanted to enjoy a measure of autonomy as residents of the land of Israel, as opposed to the exiles in Babel, most of the returnees to the land were ideologically motivated. There were some who preferred to remain in Babel and assimilate into the other nations, a phenomenon which is spoken about by the prophet Yechezkel, but these people gradually disappeared over time. Those who returned to the land of Israel, however, sought to reestablish Jewish monarchy and state in their proper forms. The people's attitude of desiring to serve God is noticeable in all of these books depicting the events of that period, including the prophetic works of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, as well as in the books of Ezra and Nehemiah. However, the people at the time were not a completely righteous nation. There were sins and there were flaws. However, the prophets generally faced an assembly awaiting to hear the word of God. In contrast to the prophets of the first temple period, where they devoted most of their time to rebuking the people and seeking to influence them to change their corrupt ways, the prophets of the second temple period focused on motivating the people to act in accordance with what they already fundamentally accepted and believed. This is the basis for the Nevuahs of the Second Temple period, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. They were communal leaders. They aided and advised the people. And therefore, we come to the Nevuah of Zechariah and the Haftorah of Shabbos Chanukah for our reference. Furthermore, other than what we have just said, we are going back about 500 years before the Common Era, a little bit more. In this Nevuah, what we have to know is the Navi is Zechariah. The leader of the people of that time is Zerubbabel from Beis David. And the Kohen Gadol is Yehoshua. Okay, Navi, Zechariah. Leader is Zerubbabel, who is from Beis David. And the Kohen Gadol is Yehoshua. Okay. We are going to be connecting the Haftorah to Shabbos Chanukah. When I went through the Haftorah, obviously, we cannot go through all the psukim of the Haftorah together. However, there are five main parts. If we have to divide the Haftorah, five main parts or themes of the Haftorah here of Zechariah. Part one is a vision of the end of days. Perek Dalet, Pasuk, Perek, why do I keep saying that? I'm sorry. Perek Beis, Pasuk, Yud Dalet. The prophecy begins with a very beautiful and uplifting vision. Rani v'simchi bas Tzion, sing and rejoice, the daughters of Zion. Ki hinini ba, because I am coming, says the Lord. V'shachanti b'socheich, Nuh Hashem, and I will dwell amongst you, promises God. V'nilvu goyim rabim al Hashem b'yamahu. Many nations will stream to God, will accompany God on that day. V'hayu li la'am, and my people, they will become my people. V'shachanti b'socheich, I will dwell amongst you, v'yadat ki Hashem tzevakos shachani elayich, and you will know that the Lord of hosts sent me, Zechariah, to bring this nevuah to you. V'nochel Hashem es Yehuda chelko al admas hakodesh. Hashem will bequeath his portion to Yehuda, his holy portion on the holy land. U'bachar od b'Yerushalayim. And once again, God will choose Jerusalem. There is a machokas. Hashem is preparing the shears of the machokas amongst the commentators. Is Zechariah speaking about when the second temple will be rebuilt, or is he speaking about the end of days? Eilu ve'eilu. There are those who say that this vision refers to the rebuilding of the second Beit HaMikdash. There are those who say it's referring to the end of days. However, either way, bein kach u bein kach, it's a time of closeness between Hashem and Am Yisrael. It's a time when Hashem chooses Am Yisrael, Yehuda, and Yerushalayim once again. And the last pasuk of Perek Beis, Has, Hei Samech, Has, Hash, Kol Basar Mipnei Hashem. At that time, all flesh will be silenced before God, Kinei Oramima, on Kacho, because Hashem has roused himself from the abode of his sanctuary. Now, therefore, from the abode of his holiness. So this is part one, and this is the time or the vision of when God will have chosen Yehuda and Yerushalayim, when his Shechina will be amongst us once again, when many nations will stream to Yerushalayim and they will witness the great glory of Hashem. What is the connection here between part one and Hanukkah? I think that this is really speaking about the nation of Hanukkah. When the Maccabim came in from Beis Hashmonai and they rededicated the Beit HaMikdash, it was clearly apparent when they found a small group of soldiers, one over the great Syrian Greek army, when they found one flask of oil that was still sealed, and when they relit the menorah, it was clear to everybody, v'shachanti b'socheich, that God had once again chosen to dwell amongst the people. Ki Hashem Tzavakos shachani elayich, that Hashem Tzavakos had sent the Maccabims and the Hashmonaim to defeat the Syrian Greeks. Connection between part one and Neis Chanukah. It was clear that Hashem has chosen Yehuda and Yerushalayim. It was clear that Hashem has made this great miracle. It was clear that Hashem was dwelling in our midst, and therefore Has Kol Basar Mipnei Hashem. All flesh was silenced before God. Kinei Oramim An Kadosh, because he was aroused from his holy abode. Moving on to part two, which begins in Parak Gimel. Now we have a very interesting vision. The Navi Zechariah sees a vision of Yehoshua. Remember, we said Yehoshua is the Kohen Gadol. And Yehoshua is dressed in filthy garments. Vayareinu es Yehoshua Kohen Gadol omid lifnei Malach Hashem vasatan omid al yamino listono. And now the Navi Zechariah sees a vision of Yehoshua, the high priest, but he is standing before the angel of God. And who is standing on his right to prosecute against him? The Satan. I found this very interesting. For those of us who say Kriya Shema Alamita, we now have a pasuk from Kriya Shema Alamita, parenthetically, Perikim, a pasuk base. Vayomer Hashem al Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha Satan. If you say Kriya Shema, you know these words, you say them every night. Vigar Hashem Becha, Becha Bishalayim, Haloza, Ud, Mitzal Me'esh. Hashem himself silences the Satan. Hashem says, the Lord will rebuke you, the accuser. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem will rebuke you because Yehoshua is an ud mitzal me'esh. He is salvaged. He is the she'eris ha'pleita, if you will. He is a firebrand, a piece of wood that has begun to burn, that is salvaged from the fire of exile. Steinzelt's Nevi'im interestingly says Yehoshua is a survivor, perhaps the only one, of a dynasty of Kohanim Gedolim dating back to the first temple period. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu silences the accuser. He says, do not accuse Yehoshua. He is an ud mitzal me'esh. He is a remnant, that's the word I'm looking for, that is saved from the fire, and it is he who will once again serve me in my holy house. And now the pasuk says, Yehoshua haya levush begadim tzoim. Yehoshua is wearing filthy garments in this vision that Zechariah sees. Va'omed lifnei ha'malach, and he's standing before the malach. Vayan vayomer ala omdim lefanav lemer, hasiru ha'begadim ha'tzoim me'alav. I'm now in pasuk dalet. So we see Yehoshua, or Zechariah sees a vision of Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, standing in these filthy garments, and the angel says, remove the filthy garments from upon you. The angel says to Yehoshua, I have removed your iniquity from upon you, and I have cloaked you in clean vahalbesh oscha machlatzot, and I have dressed you, clothed you in clean garments. Not only that, Zechariah says, Yasimu tzanif tahar al rosho, put a holy turban, which is one of the signs of the Kohanim, on his head. Vayasimu hatzanif hatahar al rosho, and they placed this holy turban upon his head. Vayalbishu begadim u'malach Hashem omid. And they dressed him in garments, and the Malach of Hashem was standing there. How does this tie into Hanukkah? I am calling this part two, the removal of the filth of assimilation. And Hellenism, after the Maccabee victory, the Maccabee, Mibes Hashmonai, Michamocha Be'elim Hashem, were not only fighting against the Syrian Greeks. The primary fight of the Neis Chanukah was against the Hellenists, those Jews, the Misyavnim, who have gone over to the other side, those who assimilated and forgot that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who forgot about Avodas Hashem, who forgot about Torah, who said, we want to be like the Syrian Greeks, we want to adopt their culture, we want to adopt their ways. This is the whole fight of Yosef, by the way, against Ishus Potiphar, which is why Yosef is the Chanukah Jew. And what happens? Yehoshua, in his filthy garments, represents the filth of assimilation that has inundated the people of this time. But the Malach says, in the name of God, remove the filthy garments and cloak yourself in pure, clean garments. This is exactly what happened by the Nes Chanukah. Mi kamoch abelim Hashem. Who is like you, O powers of God? That's what they called their army. They went to defend the Tahara, the Kedusha of Torah, of Eretz Yisrael, of Am Yisrael, and ultimately Yehoshua is cloaked in clean garments once again, which represents the victory of the Maccabim over the Syrian Greeks and the victory of Torah over the forces of filth of assimilation that wanted to inundate and drown out Am Yisrael. Then we come to part three is now a vision. Ready? Pasuk Ches begins part three. I'm still in Perek Beis. Perek Beis, Pasuk Ches, through the end of Perek Beis, I'm identifying as part three, a new segment or section here in the Nevuah of Zechariah. And now the Navi is told, here now, Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, you and your colleagues who sit before you, along with Zerubbabel, for behold, I bring my servant Tzamach, which is identified as Zerubbabel. And now the Pasuk says, Ki hine ha'aven asher nasati ifnei Yehoshua, because the stone which I placed before Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol, al even echas shiva einayim. This one stone has seven facets, seven colors, seven aspects or way of looking at it. Hinini mifatech petuchanu Hashem tzavakos. Behold, I am engraving, etching onto the stone this umashti as avon ha'aretzi biyom echad. I will remove, I will erase, I will wipe out the sin of the land on that day. Pasuk Yod, Bayamahu Nuh Hashem Tzavakos, Tikru Yishlu'eyu. On that day, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts, one man will call to his friend, El Tachas Gafen Ve'El Tachas Te'ena. Each man will say to his friend, there will be a time of peace and tranquility. Come sit under my vineyard, come sit under my fig tree. And this part of the prophecy, which I am calling part three, Yehoshua has a vision, the Kohen Gadol, him and his friends, including the leaders and the other high priest, that they are sitting and there is a stone, a very beautiful stone with seven facets. And the stone will be engraved and etched. And when the stone is engraved and etched, Hashem says, I will wipe out the sin of the people on that day. There will be a time of peace and tranquility. And one man will say to his friend, come sit with me under my vineyard. Come sit with me under my fig tree. How does this correspond to the Nes of Chanukah? This stone perhaps represents the cornerstone of the rededication of the Beit HaMikdash. Every building has a cornerstone. The cornerstone laying ceremony is very important. When the Maccabim entered the Heichal, what did they see? They saw that the Yevanim came in, Timuas Kol Shmanim. They defiled all the oils. The Maccabim looked, they searched, they checked, and finally, miracle of miracles, they found one flask of oil. That is the cornerstone, the proverbial, metaphysical cornerstone of the Beit HaMikdash, the rededication, a space of peace, a space of tranquility, a time when Am Yisrael reigns supreme through Torah and Mitzvot, the Beit HaMikdash is rebuilt, the Kohanim are serving as they're supposed to be serving. That cornerstone represents the beginning of a new era when there will be so much peace and tranquility. We'll say, come sit under my vineyard, come sit under my fig tree. Part four of the Nevuah is a vision of the menorah. We're now in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph through Hey. We now have a vision of a beautiful menorah. The angel spoke once again with Zechariah. Zechariah says he was in a very deep sleep. The angel woke him up and the angel says, what do you see? And what does Zechariah the Navi say? Ra'isi, I see, v'hine menoras zahav kula. I see this beautiful golden menorah. There's a bowl of oil on top, seven oil lamps, seven pipes through which the oil flows into the bowl of the seven lamps. Not only that, in Pasuk Gimel we're told, Ushnayim Zeitim Allah. There are two olive trees over this menorah. Of course, olive trees being the source of oil to light the menorah. Echad miyamin hagula, the echad al smola. There is one on the right of the bowl, olive tree, and one on the left. And the angel said to Zechariah and Pasuk Hey, the angel says, do you not know what you are seeing? And I, Zechariah, said, I do not know. This vision of the menorah is part four. And this is clearly the most direct connection to Chanukah. When we light the menorah, the Navi Zechariah sees a golden menorah. and he sees the lamps, and he sees the oil, and he sees the olive trees, and he sees the pipes carrying the olive oil into the lamps where they were there. Connection to Hanukkah is very, very clear. And then I'm going to say that there's a par 5, and that is the last two psukim, psukim Vav through Zayin. Ready? Vayan vayomer. So the Malach says, do you know what you're seeing? And he says, no, I don't know what I'm seeing. Vayan vayomer elai lemur. Zed davar Hashem el Zerubbabel lemur. And the Malach says to Zechariah the prophet, this is the word of God to the leader Zerubbabel, saying, lo b'chayel velo b'koach ki im beruchi amar Hashem tzavakos. What a gorgeous, moving, inspiring, every pasuk is moving, inspiring, and beautiful in Tanakh. Lo b'chayel. Victory does not come with might. Velo b'koach. It does not come with strength. Ki im beruchi amar Hashem tzavakos. But with my spirit, says Hashem, the Lord of hosts. The last pasuk of the Torah, Perek Dalet, pasuk Zayin. Interesting pasuk. It addresses nature. Really, the Malach is still addressing Zechariah. He gives him an imagery of great mountains. And one might think, I cannot possibly overcome the mountains. But do not worry, this mountain will become a plain. It will become flatlands. Because before the power of God, he can level any mighty one to be humbled before him. What is the connection of part 5 to Hanukkah? Very important. Of course, we need to do a shtadlus. Of course, we need to do our efforts, which is what the Maccabim did from the family of the Hashmonaim. They went and they fought. They took up arms. They pushed back the Syrian Greeks. They fought against the Hellenists of the time. But we can never forget that though we must always do hishtadus and be proactive in this world to fight against the literal enemy, the proverbial enemy of the Yetzer Hara, we're all in a battle for our life. We're in a battle for spirituality. We're in a battle for Kedusha. Of course, we have to do our efforts. But we can never forget that the ultimate victory comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say in Bimei Matisyahu Ben Yochanan Kohen Gadok Hashmoni Ovanav. We tell a story, but what do we say? Ve'ata berechamecha rabim amadulham be'itzarasam ravdes rivam dantas dinam nakamta esnik masam misarti giborim biad chalashim verabim biad ma'atim utmeim biad tor misham biad tzadikim. Of course, we do our efforts and our shtadlus, but we do with the amuna that Hashem is fighting our fight. Hashem is vanquishing our enemies. Hashem is judging those who rise up against us. Hashem is taking the kama for us. Hashem is the one who puts the mighty Syrian Greeks into the hands of the weak Jewish army. Hashem is the one who put the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the pure, and the wicked sinners into the hands of the righteous. And therefore, Udacha Sisa Shem God of a Kodesh Bolamecha. The greatest victory of Hanukkah is there was a restoration of a Kiddush Hashem, that people once again knew there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there is holiness, and there's Kedusha, and there's purity in this world. Udacha Yisrael Sisa Teshua Gedola. And for your nation Israel, you made a great salvation. So, part 5, which speaks about the fact that Lo Bekoach, Lo Bechayel, reminds us that though we have to be proactive, Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks says, faith does not mean passivity. We must be active. We must always remember that any victory is attributed to the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu is on our side. Rabbi Shlomo Riskin writes in his book, and one of his svarim, to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. And so we have 5 parts to the Torah that we just went through. Part 1, the rededication and sanctification of the Beit HaMikdash by the Kohanim. Come sit under my, when Hashem once again, sorry, not yet, chooses Yerushalayim and chooses Yehuda. All of flesh will be silenced before God. Part 2, remove your filthy garments, assimilation of the Hellenistic ways. And once again, the purity in which Zechariah saw that Zerubbabel, I'm sorry, that Yehoshua the Kohen Gadol would once again be clothed in purity. Part 3 refers to the new era, the cornerstoning of the Beit HaMikdash, peace and tranquility under the vineyard and under the fig tree. That's part 3. Part 4, the vision of the menorah. And part 5, ultimately, all of our success comes because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. To be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. Not with armies, not with strength, not with might, but with my spirit, says Hashem, Lord of hosts. I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbat Shalom and a wonderful Hanukkah Sameach. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all.